So, science and spirituality never meet together. So, should we choose the scientific path or should we spiritual path? Actually, science and spirituality are basically both pursued by human beings. So, it is in the human consciousness that science and spirituality naturally meet. Now, we humans, when we explore knowledge of the world around us, the observed world around us, that's how science progresses. But when we seek answers to ultimate questions, that is how we progress spiritually. So it's not that the two don't meet together. The two primarily talk about two different domains of reality. And these two domains, they are not contradictory. They can be parallel. I'll give two examples to illustrate this. First, to say if somebody is watching a billiards match and say, a ball goes into a hole in billiards. Now, how that ball went into a hole, that could be explained in terms of the laws of physics. This stick came and hit this ball with this velocity, with this momentum at this angle, and this ball hit this ball, and that caused this momentum, that caused this momentum, that caused this momentum, and then that ball went into the hole. Now, this explanation of how the ball went into the hole is correct in terms of the laws of physics. If we were looking from above the billiards board, we would say this is the correct explanation. But if we expanded the scope and we looked, okay, there is an expert billiards player over there. That expert billiards player hit the ball with a stick. And that's why the ball went into the hole. Now, is that a correct explanation? That is also a correct explanation. So, the laws of physics, as having caused the ball to go into the hole, as an explanation for the ball going into the hole, and the expertise of the player in as an explanation for the ball going into the hole, these are not contradictory. They are complementary. Depending on the scale of reference that we are having, these two explanations are complementary. Similarly, when we are looking for material explanations for material phenomena, we come up with scientific laws and we can explain things in scientific terms, which is fine. But just like the activator who raised my hand, that activator is not in the brain. Similarly, the laws of physics are not the activators. The laws of physics can explain how the ball went into the hole. Now, suppose there's a cricket match and there's a last ball, a team needs a sixer, six to win. And the bowler bowls and the batsman hits. And the ball goes for six. And then, if somebody asks the commentator afterwards, how did you hit a sixer? By the laws of physics. Now, the laws of physics, they are themselves not causes. They explain the pattern of behavior that happens in correlating causes and effects. But the causal agent is something different. So similarly, when you talk about science and spirituality, science often offers a correct explanation. But science explanation is not necessarily the complete explanation. And the correct explanation at the level of science, we can also leave room for another correct explanation at the level which is outside the scope of science. So if we basically understand properly what science does and what spirituality does, science explains the interactions of material objects with other material objects. Whereas spirituality focuses primarily on explaining the functioning of consciousness and how consciousness interacts with matter, then we can be both scientific and spiritual. So it's not that we have to choose between science and spirituality. Rather, we have to recognize their domains and progress as is required for us in both domains. Okay. Thank you.